Next application is case number 11491, the application of Russell W. and Mary Ann Neal. Site is located southeast of Oakwell Drive, Road 488, approximately 1,100 feet southwest of Route 13, Sussex Highway. 911 address not available. The tax map ID is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 227.03. Requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional home-type structure that is more than 5 years old. The applicant has just provided me with photographs, which I'll pass down for the board's review. I will state that we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Mike.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this mobile home?
Okay, we're requesting a variance under special use exception to move a manufactured home to the above said land on Oakwell Road. The home is more than 5 years old, and considering it's zoned agricultural residential, you have to request a variance to move the home. The home is in very good condition, very well taken care of. It will be placed on the block foundation once moved. Actually, upgrades will be made. A driveway will be made, a 12 by 100 driveway will be placed in as well when the home is moved. So,
how old is the home?
It's 9 years old.
Wow. Look at that.
Take good care of it. We wash it twice a year and, you know, go outside. And
so it looks it too.
So it's your home?
Yes.
And you're just going to move it to another lot?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
More of a country type setting. There's actually cows there, and I grew up across the street from cows, so it's more like where I grew up at. I have little girls, and I just want them kind of experience what I experienced growing up. So
there you go.
There you go.
That's
yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. Are there any questions in from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Is there anything on the lot presently?
No.
So you're just moving your home there?
Yes.
That's it. Mr. Ritter, any questions?
No. No.
All right. Mr. Werman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
You did say you're putting this on a block foundation.
Yes. Okay. It's going to be on block foundation. Also, it'll be the steps shown there, they're actually going to have new steps built to it, as well as the guy who's placing on a block foundation is going to put a driveway in for us as well.
So this should, I mean, from the looks of it, other than the skirting, it looks like a conventional stick-built home.
Yes. Once you put it on a block foundation, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Do you recall what manufacturer?
I'm sorry?
Do you recall what manufacturer home?
Birchfield. Skyline, Birchfield, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just one question. Do you believe that this use will substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Okay. All right. And also, you mentioned that there's, I guess, cows and farms in the neighborhood.
Yes.
What else is in the neighborhood?
There is one house that would be on the right-hand side of us, and then across the street is the cow farm, and then it's just farmland for a while, and then at the end of Oakwell's Road would be more houses, and I think there's like a place that either fixes cars or sells cars or something at the opposite end of Oakwell's Drive.
Cut on 13A.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Ma'am, you want to come up? All those that are in opposition, Please come up now and be sworn in. This is the last call. Ma'am, you can sit right down up front here if you would like till she's done.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mm-hmm. Sue Ockles, 8872 Ockles Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Actually, opposition is probably a really strong word. We just have a lot of concerns. My husband, Burton Ockles, and my brother-in-law, Martin Ockles, we own the farmland in front of this property, and we own the farm probably 0.2 miles down from this property on the left. Our only concerns is that, you know, development is encroaching throughout the county and throughout the farmlands. One of the things that we are worried about is the age, and that is a concern of ours that, you know, I understand now that you all have seen the pictures that it's very well maintained.
Would you like to see them?
Yes, please.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Very
oh, yes,
well.
It's very nice.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah, it looks really great. And that is a problem that we had. We were just concerned about how it was going to look on the property and how it would, you know, look in our neighborhood. Our other concern, and I think this is probably the one that is more so than this now that we've seen the pictures, is that we are lifelong residents. We'll live there forever. My husband's family, the road is named after them. Our concern is if their special exception comes in and they get a home to put in that is more than 5 years old, theirs is great looking. But what if they decide to leave and they sell their home? Does that special exception go with that property? So if you were to buy that property, do you get that special exception and you can bring a home in that's 5 years old or older and it won't look as nice as this?
This is a one-time deal for this parcel.
Just one-time deal.
But this parcel.
So if they were to leave and sell and the next person would either live in this home or they would have to bring something in newer or come back to you.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, and that's our only concern. I mean, it has nothing to do with this lady and her husband. It's just that we've lived there all of our lives, and
sure.
I'm sure most of you, too, are protective of your land and land that your family's owned for years.
So you're not really in opposition. You're just concerned.
Concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, sorry, but we don't want neighbors, you know. We don't want neighbors, but we don't own that property, so, you know.
Sure.
And that, you know, it has nothing to do with them, but,
sure.
You know, as I said, you know, we don't want neighbors, but, you know, it is what it is, and I think that as long as people know where we all stand and we're happy with it, you know, that's fine too.
Ma'am, we're going.
No, are you happy with it?
So the question is,
are you set?
Are you with this particular home being put on that property on a concrete foundation? Are you in opposition of them doing that?
Honestly, no, because it's going to happen. We don't own the property. Mr. Neal is going to sell that property. No matter who buys it.
Somebody could put a stick-built home.
Exactly.
Okay.
Somebody could put a stick-built
sure.
home.
Or a newer double wide.
Or a newer double wide. He's going to sell it. It doesn't matter to him. He lives on the other side of town. So he doesn't care. It's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
These folks are going to be my neighbors.
Right.
So I would just assume they all know who we are and what we're about and the fact that, you know, where we live and how we live.
Okay.
So, you know, that's our point.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So, we just wanted to make sure that it couldn't go sold to the next person who's the same.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That answered your question?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, chairing no other opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that she doesn't feel that the request would substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. The neighbors do not feel that this particular home will do that, and since we have not heard testimony from anyone else that it would, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,491.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
I have a second. Is Mr. Ricker?
Yes, I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Ricker that we approve case number 11,491. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,491 is approved. Good luck.
Sorry about your Eagles back there.